Rich.
Press.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in their name, do most humbly beseech thee to send them their heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels, maybe to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is past 10. I move that we suspend S052 to commend the business of this house.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I should second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 25th May 2017.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 25th May. Page 1, what is it? Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 3. Yes, honorable. Smith. I've been to take note of that. Page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. There have been no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceeding for Thursday, 25th May 2017?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder?
I so second.
It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for 25th May 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 25th May 2017 has been adopted. Laying of papers. A. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Mr. Minister, please go to your seat again. Yes, Mr. Leader. Okay. Been to announce again.
Laying of papers. A. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Speaker, honorable members, please permit me to lay before this honorable house the following paper. Agreement on port state measures to prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing.
B. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Mr.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the paper on behalf of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Mr. Speaker, who is unavoidably absent, the following papers. The Wards Boundary Delimitation Amendment Regulations 2017, the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991, Statutory Instrument Number 57 of 2017. Single leaf document.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I stand on SO 25-1. I moved to give a notice of motion on the agreement relating to Port State's measures to prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. For it to be debated as chairman on Committee on Fisheries and Marines. Notice for it to be debated.
Style?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
This is not a statutory instrument. It is an agreement, so whether we like it or not, we have to debate it.
Bill, the Local Government Amendment Act 2017, introduction and first reading, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development.
Honorable Speaker. Honorable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017 be read the first time.
Honorable Members, the question is that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017 be read the first time. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017 has been read the first time. Second reading.
Honorable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017 be read the second time. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the proposed amendment is brought to this House, if you can recall, the recent amalgamation of chiefdoms and the subsequent redistricting and division of the Northern Province into two provinces, has resulted in the creation of two additional districts and one provincial headquarters. This necessitated the establishment of three local councils, which currently are not listed among the local councils in the Local Government Act of 2004. The town councils listed in the Local Government Act 2004 have been upgraded to city status, but the Local Government Act was not amended accordingly. The amendment of the first schedule of Act No. 1 of 2004 is geared towards addressing the above issues. Part 2 of the first schedule, the Local Government Act of 2004 makes provision for a number of paramount chiefs to be represented in local councils located in chiefdoms. The number of paramount chiefs to be represented in each council is as follows. District councils with 13 chiefdoms and below, 2 paramount chiefs. District councils with 14 chiefdoms and above, 3 paramount chiefs. In city and town councils, the paramount chief or chiefs of the chiefdoms that constitute the local council represent those chiefdoms in that council. With the advent of the deamalgamation of chiefdoms and the redistricting, the number of chiefdoms in the local councils has changed, hence the need for the amendment of the provisions in the Local Government Act of 2004. The recommendations, Honorable Speaker and Members of Parliament, for amendment of Part 2 of the first schedule of the Local Government Act is to address the above.
Mr. Minister, move again.
Yes, Honorable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move again that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017 be read the second time.
Honorable Member, the question is the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017 be read the second time. Yes, Abu.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, to start with, I'm supportive of this bill because we all know that we need such a bill to come to this house. And since we are approaching elections, it is imperative that the government brings such a bill here for us to approve. But there is one thing that puzzles me, Mr. Speaker, honorable members. It's about the ministry itself. The ministry seems to be bringing this Local Government Act in pieces. We want it in wholesome to come so we can amend the whole act. But I'm sending a message now to the minister himself, to his deputy, that this house is looking forward for the ministry to come with the whole bill. As there are so many issues in that bill that this honorable house will want to amend. One thing that I'm happy about is that Potloko district is going to have a city. No, I don't want to be the mayor, but we're going to choose somebody who is capable and who wants to do the job. And Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this bill is very important because there are areas in the country that are not developed. So by bringing this bill, the ministry bringing this bill, some of these areas, these chiefdoms that are not developed are going to be developed now. So I'm not going to waste any more time. But this is not it's not a controversial bill. Honourable members, Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I'm calling on the House to approve this bill speedily. Thank you very much.
Yes, Claude.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, honourable members. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, the bill before us is in tandem with the Provinces Act. We have done this in the Provinces Act. We are just dotting the I's and cutting the T's in the Local Government Act. It's like a rider of what we did as a parliament on the Provinces Act. I think it's a straightforward, at least to see that all the documents that gears toward this particular document are in tandem with the Provinces Act are actually brought to Parliament for amendment. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, honourable members.
Honourable JB, representing the leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your leader is speaking. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honestly, this bill is not controversial. And I only want to throw in a caution here. I only want to throw in a caution here to the Deputy Minister of Local Government. The Children Amalgamations has taken place since January, since 21 days after January 30th, 2017. In some chiefdoms, you know, since that the amalgamation took place, or it has been pronounced, prominent chiefs in those chieftains are taking chances with the chieftains that have been amalgamated. I therefore want to kindly crave your indulgence that you start thinking about sending regent chiefs to those chieftains. It is very, very much important. It is the Provincial Act. We've debated the Provincial Act. I therefore really want to say here now that Parliament is ready for you to support you. Send regent chiefs to those chiefdoms. Otherwise, those permanent chiefs, since there is a divide, they may be taking chances and doing the wrong thing to the other side of the chiefdom. My chiefdom, Jama, Bongo, Jama and Bongo is a victim of such a situation. I support this bill, I support your proposal, and I really want to ask that you do that as fast as possible. Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, let me take this opportunity to congratulate the acting minority leader. Yesterday, I had personally congratulated him yesterday when he called on me, and today is his very first official function in this Parliament this week. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, everybody has said the bill is non-controversial. Indeed, the bill is not only non-controversial, but government is making every effort in preparation for the general elections come March this year.
March next year.
We hope the preparations will continue and we will be able to conduct a healthy, straightforward general elections come 2018. Mr. Speaker, the minority leader has indeed made a very good suggestion. And as a government, I'm sure the message has arrived already. The Deputy Minister of Local Government is here. And I hope they will make it their duty and responsibility to ensure that region chiefs are installed in those chiefdoms that have been recreated. It is important that we do that, because if you leave a vacuum, a lot of interference will take place, and we don't want to do that. We don't want any issues to affect those elections of the new paramount chiefs that are going to be installed in those new, in quotes, those new chiefdoms. So, Mr. Minister, I hope you will take that message and act upon it a little bit urgently and expeditiously. Mr. Speaker, having said that, and since this bill is supported by the entire House in readiness for the elections, I pray that the bill, the process be expedited so that it can be passed into law. And thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment of 2017 be read the second time. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes, Veronica, that is my prerogative.
The bill entitled the Local Government.
Sit down, sit down. Vero, you are a senior member of parliament. Everybody has said the bill is not controversial. And from the contributions, I'm sure the minister has nothing more to say in reply. That I should know as speaker. I have therefore used my prerogative. Announce.
The bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017, being an act to amend the Local Government Amendment, the Local Government Act 2004, to provide for the addition of new districts created under the province's Administrative Division Order 2017 and other related matters, has been read the second time. Committee stage. The House resolves to committee. Clause 1, stand part of the bill.
Honourable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move that Clause 1 stand part of the bill.
Honourable Members, the question is that Clause 1 stand part of the bill. You're not following now. See? You're not following now. Debate 90. Okay. Honorable member, the question is that Clause 1 do stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Clause 1 form part of the bill as amended. The House resumes. Mr. Minister, please report on the bill.
Honourable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017, having gone through the Committee of the Whole House, I now move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law.
Honourable Member, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favour say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2017, being an act to amend the Local Government Act 2004, to provide for the addition of new districts created under the province's administrative division order 2017 and other related matters has been read a third time and passed into law.
Mr. Minister, thank you very much. You can go.
Be the Chairman, Legislative Committee, Honorable Ajibola Manispain. Report of the Legislative Committee on the bill entitled the National Resources Management Agency Act 2017. The Minister of Water Resources. Committee stage, the House resolved into committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second report of the Legislative Committee, fifth session of the Fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone, on the bill entitled the National Water Resources Management Agency Act 2017, presented to Parliament on Tuesday, 30th May 2017. Introduction. Mr. Chairman, Honourable Members, I rise to present the second report of the Legislative Committee, fifth session of the Fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone, on the bill entitled the National Water Resources Management Agency Act 2017, being an act to provide for the equitable, beneficial, efficient, and sustainable use and management of the country's water resources, to establish a National Water Resources Management Agency, to provide a Water Basin Management Board and Water Catchment Area Management Committees for the management of the water resources and for other related matters. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, the bill, having gone through the second reading, was committed to the Legislative Committee for scrutiny pursuant to Standing Order 51-1. Subsequently, the committee met on Thursday, 23rd February 2017, in Committee Room 1, Parliament Building, with the following objectives. 1. To scrutinize the detailed provisions of the legislative proposal after the second reading passage in the House. 2. To ascertain the constitutional and
Honorable Ajib, you are not here. Yes, sir. Why do you like to put second reading in passage? Keep quiet. Second reading, please.
After the second reading in the House. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To ascertain the constitutional and legal implications contained therein. 3. To report to Parliament in accordance with the provisions of the standing orders of this Honorable House. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, in attendance were the Minister of Water Resources and officials of the Ministry, the Chairman, National Commission for Privatization and team, the Executive Chairperson, Environmental Protection Agency, EPASL, and team, representatives of the Freetown City Council, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Sierra Leone Roads Authority, SLRA, Ministry of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security, Ministry of Lands, representatives of Freetown City Council, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Sierra Leone Roads Authority, Ministry of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security. I think this is a repeat in the reports. It's a repeat, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you. Recommendations. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, the Legislative Committee, having scrutinized the bill line by line and clause by clause, recommend the following amendments to the House for approval. One, on the long title of the bill, to insert the word agency after the word management. Two, the long title be amended to read, being an act to provide for the equitable, beneficial, efficient, and sustainable use and management of the country's water resources, to establish a national water resources management agency, to provide a water basin management board and water catchment area management committees for the management of the water resources and for other related matters. One, part one, preliminary. From the definition of the word agency to the word holder, be approved. Two, interpretation clauses. On the definition of integrated water resources management, the spelling of the word sustainability be corrected to read sustainability. You should know that one of the bill has a dash after S-U-S. Yes. From the definition, three, from the definition of the word minister to the word water course, be approved. Four, on the definition of water resources, the word water before the word flowing be amended to read waters, and the word pan after the word stagnant be deleted and replaced with the word pond. Two, part two, establishment and functions of National Water Resources Management Agency. Clause two, subclause 4D, be amended by deleting the word promoting and replace it with promotion. That clause three be approved. Three, clause four be amended as follows. Subclause 2K be amended by inserting one of whom shall be a woman immediately after the word organization. B, a new subclause N be added to read, the permanent secretary, Ministry of Agriculture, or his representative, not below the rank of director. Four, that clause from clause 5 to 10 be approved. Five, clause 11 be amended by deleting the word from Sierra Leone. Six, clause 12 be approved. Three, part three, functions of agency and administrative provisions. That from clause 13 to 19 be approved. Part four, financial provisions. That from clause 20 to 21 be approved. Two, clause 22 be amended by deleting the word D before the word government. Three, that clause 23 be approved. Five, part five, the Water Basin Management Board. That clause 24 be approved. Two, clause 25, subclause 2DI, be amended by inserting the words Forestry Division after Ministry of Agriculture. Six, part six, the Water Catchment Area Management Committees. One, clause 26 be approved. Clause 27 be amended as follows. A, subclause 2AI to read, the Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. B, subclause 2A6 be amended by inserting the word one of whom shall be a woman after the word organization. C, a new subclause 7 be added to read, the Forestry Division. 7, part 7, water use and permit procedures. That clause 28 be approved. 22, clause 29, subclause 1 be amended by adding another subclause 1 to read any other purpose. 3, that from clause 30 to 33 be approved. 8, part 8, monitoring, reporting and information systems. Clause 34, subclause 2C3 be amended by inserting the word water before the word environmental. 9, part 9, offences and penalties. Sir Chairman, Honourable Members, although the Legislative Committee has recently been recommending penalties for offences, the committee believes that in this case, because of the extreme importance of water-related issues, both fines, low and upper levels, and imprisonment should be discussed in plenary. I will omit the last line because it has been stated before.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Chairman. 10 part 10, miscellaneous, that clause 36 and 37 be approved. 11, conclusion. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, the Legislative Committee, having scrutinized the bill entitled the National Water Resources Management Agency Act 2017, recommends these proposals to the House for approval. The report reflects the consensus of honorable members of the committee. I therefore move that the House pass the bill entitled the National Water Resources Management Agency Act 2017 through committee stage, third reading, and into law. I thank you for your attention. Ajibola Man is being chairman.
Minister, please hold on. Yes, go on.
Parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 12, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, I move that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 12, stand part of the bill.
Honorable Members, the question is that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 12, do stand part of the bill. Yes. Yes, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, I move that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 12, stand part of the bill.
Honorable Members, the question is that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 12, do stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 12, form part of the bill. As amended. Parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 13 to 25, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, I move that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 13 to 25, stand part of the bill.
Honorable Members, the question is that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 13 to 25, do stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, I move that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 13 to 25, stand part of the bill.
Honorable Members, the question is that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 13 to 25, do stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 13 to 25, form part of the bill as amended. Parts 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, clauses 26 to 37, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, I move that parts 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, clauses 26 to 37, stand part of the bill.
Honorable Members, the question is that parts 6, 7, 8, and 9 and 10, clauses 26 to 37, do stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable
members. Mr. Minister, it is not that automatic. Sit down.
Oh, okay.
And the minister is not fasting. The minister is not fasting. He's a Christian, yes. Yes, Abu.
Fasting is fasting. Mr. Speaker, according to Mr. Chairman, according to the chairman legislative, he said parts 9 should be discussed, the offenses. Unfortunately, I don't have the bill with me. I don't know where the members will want to discuss it. I'm just bringing it to the notice of the House.
Honorable Abu, which sections are you referring to?
I was just bringing it to the notice of the House, according to the legislative chairman. So I have the bill now.
No, he did say so. The legislative chairman did say so, that he would want these measures to be discussed by the whole House because of their importance.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So which section specifically? Yes, sir.
I don't know where that member
is. Which section? Oh, part 9. Yes. Okay. Clause 35. Yes. Yes, Daniel. Order. Yes, yeah, Daniel.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, clause 35, 1. The offences created under clause 35, 1. The penalties stated therein on the following page is a fine not exceeding 5 million leones or a term of imprisonment not exceeding 1 year. In my opinion, Mr. Chairman, in contemporary times, I think this fine is too small. And the phraseology, when it is not exceeding, it gives room to the seriousness of the offense at a lower level. But at the same time,
where are you talking of?
I'm talking of page clause 35.
Yes.
The offense is created under clause 35.
Well, yes.
The penalty is stated on the next page.
Therefore, what is the next page?
The next page says,
what is the next page? Page what?
Page 30.
Page 30, yes.
Yes, sir. Page 30.
Yes. Refer me correctly, please.
Page 30. Mm-hmm. After the second paragraph, the third paragraph on page 30.
Read the what is the word beginning the third paragraph?
Commit an offense.
No, there is another one, commit an offense also. There are two commits an offense.
Yes, sir. That's why I referred to offenses created under 35.1. Not 35.2. 35.1. Offences greater than 35.1, the penalties are different from offences greater than 35.2.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm saying that we increase the fine and the term of imprisonment. That doesn't make it more punitive in the event the offence is not as serious. But when you say not exceeding, let's say, for instance, not exceeding 15 million, that doesn't mean the court cannot fine 500,000 if he so requires. If the offense is not as serious, then the court can fine 500,000 as long as it does not exceed 15 million or 20 million. But by raising it to 15 or 20 also creates room for more serious offenses. If the offense is that serious, then the court can fine accordingly. But if you say not exceeding 5 million, the offense might be more serious than 5 million fine or 1 year imprisonment. So in my opinion, I'm respectfully suggesting that we raise the amount to 15 million and the imprisonment to 5 years. But it is not exceeding. I've explained my rationale. If you leave it to 5 million, if the offense is greater, more graver, then the court cannot do anything. No, it's the practice is not exceeding.
Honorable members, that is his proposition. Yes, Swallow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, with the offenses, shall we just say liable to a conviction to fine not less than 5 million? Shall we say not less than 5 million and leave the rest to the court to decide? Not less than 5 million.
No. We shall not.
Mr. Chairman.
We shall not.
Mr. Chairman, I beg to differ. When you guide the court, we don't want to leave everything in the hands of the judge, wherein there can be discretion. So
yes.
If you give a lower limit, there should be an upper limit as well.
Yes. I agree with that.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I concede.
Yes. So do we agree to what...
Yes, Mr. Chair. So I agree with what Daniel said.
Suggestion of Daniel.
Thank you, yes. Mr. Chairman. Okay. I agree with him.
Mr. Minister. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I have a different view. I ask that we leave it as it is because the offenses are already there. Who fails to use the water resources appropriately, fails to register, refuses to give data or information, and intentionally refuses to perform a duty, I think these are minimal offenses. 35-2 is more grave. When you decide to pollute or contaminate.
Honorable Kamaka, I don't agree with you. Yes, Aji.
Mr. Chairman, I think the distinction in the amount follows the seriousness of the offenses.
Mm-hmm.
The 35-1 deals with people and their misdemeanors. Small offenses, and 35-2, the offense is more serious. That is why the fines are 20 million. But the problem we were having really, Mr. Chairman, is whether we should have a minimum fine and a maximum with regard to 35-1. This was why we asked that it be debated in plenary, whether we should have a minimum fine of 5 million and a maximum of whatever sum, less than the 20 million in the next section. So that is what we were asking for. Should we say a minimum of 5 million and a maximum of 10 million, for example? That is what we are asking for plenary to debate.
Well, 15 million has been suggested here.
Pardon,
and 15 million has been suggested.
As the maximum.
As the fine.
Well, we'll pass it on to Mr. Minister, sir.
Well, yes. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if we look at part 2 plus 2A, one of whom shall be a woman, immediately after the word organization.
Yeah, Mr. Minister.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to say on this?
Yes, sir. On the offenses, the prescribed penalties here are in line the categories of offenses. One being a misdemeanor, we cannot prescribe penalties greater than the range of which you can prescribe for a misdemeanor. And then it's also quite dangerous to have a maximum, because let's say, for example, even in a felony, an oil company or mining company goes and pollutes the water and they can only pay 20 million. It is profitable for them to pay the 20 million than to go and adhere to the various standards of which we would set. So I believe that the way it is in the bill now is good. It makes sense, because the penalties are prescribed according to misdemeanors or felonies. But prescribing a maximum would actually be to the benefits of people that will break the law. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Daniel. Daniel, you accept that? So, Honorable, the view of the minister is to stay as it is in the bill.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
It should be not less than. So, Mr. Minister, what you are saying is that it should be not less than 5 million. Not less than 5 million. So, there is still an amendment, Honorable Aji, not so? We say not less than 5 million.
No, less than, not exceeding.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, when we are doing this, the other thing we have to have in mind is that since it is a misdemeanor and it goes to court, the magistrate has power not to fine more than 5 million. So if you charge offenses under the first part and you ask, the law now says 15 million, we are in a limbo which court it should go to. It cannot go to the High Court because it's a misdemeanor. But since it's a misdemeanor, the magistrate cannot find what is in the law. So we are in trouble. So I would accept what the minister says.
So net less than five million?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So not less than 5 million in the first case. What about the second one? The second one is not exceeding 10 million. So it should be now not less than 10 million.
Yes.
Okay, then, Mr. Minister, you agree?
Yes, sir.
So the second offense, yes. Again, Mr. Minister, yes, when you're answering, stand.
Sorry. Yes, sir, I agree, sir.
You are in Parliament?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Yes, Yansane, tell her not for voting for this. Yes?
Mr. Chairman, I am very much worried. And if you go to the definition on the contained water means underground stream water upon the surface of the earth in bounds created naturally or artificially. We might not be there when the lawyer will be interpreting this about water source. In the villages, when we talk about water source, it's our stream and all the rest of it where our people do fetch water. If somebody goes to that water and pour, let's say, palm oil, that is contamination. Can we say that that person should be fined 5 million and above when that person is caught? Because that's the water source for the people there in the village. To get water.
Yes, Yes, Mr. Minister, I want to do something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I would like to respond to Honorable Commander's concerns. Indeed, you're right. In the village setting, if somebody goes and pour palm oil there, it will seem wrong to find them that. However, in this agency, you have it's so decentralized that even at their village level, there's a committee that would educate the people about this, and they also have their bylaws. So in rolling this out to that village level, those bylaws will be there. So for now, if somebody goes and do it now, it's not part of the law. But once this rolls out, they will be educated. There's a whole sensitization part of it. Again, we have to start the process of how we change our people's attitude. So if it's pollution, it's pollution. You know, it's pollution. So what's the difference between somebody pouring palm oil there and somebody pouring oil in the waterways that people would eat, would drink from?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. So with the explanation of Mr. Minister, I ask that the limit, the upper limit be 5 million rather than the lower limit be 5 million. So you can find not above 5 million, but you cannot find not less than 5 million.
Yes, Mr. Minister.
Thank you, sir.
Before you call me Mr. Minister, Honorable Ajibola Spain, as a very senior lawyer, when we say a fine not less than 10 million, are you not giving leverage to the judge to even fine 50 million?
Well,
This is now grammar. Not less than, the point of English here now. Yes, if he says not less than 10 million, he could even fine 50 million.
Above that.
Huh?
Anything above.
Anything above.
Yes. I think the correct thing here, I don't know the position of the minister, but it should be not exceeding. Not exceeding 5 million.
For all offenses. So, in the first instance, In the first instance, Aji, not exceeding 5 million, then the second one, not exceeding 10 million.
Not below 10 million. Not below 10 million in the second instance.
Mm. Mr. Chairman.
For the radio, let us wait for it. Yes? Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chairman. It seems from what I'm gathering is that there are two separate sections providing for offences. One of them is for misdemeanors, and the others are not. For misdemeanors, the magistrates do have a limit. They can't go beyond 5 million. That is their jurisdiction. But after the magistrate court, the high court, they can go infinito. So what the chairman is suggesting is that we focus on the magistrate court in saying that it should not be more than 5 million. But when it comes to the high court, because they might entail graver offences, like we're talking about oil companies, etc., we should not give it a limit. If we do, we will be tying ourselves. Because take for instance, I don't want to name one of these oil companies now selling petroleum products. If they pollute the water and they pay not more than 10 million, they will just go on benefiting. And that is exactly what the chairman is saying here, that for the misdemeanors, we keep it not more than 5 million. But for those felonious offences, there should be no limit.
So, Mr. Chairman, let's come again to the phraseology here. The phraseology, in the case of the first one, what should it be?
It should remain as it is.
It should remain as it is.
Yes, to a fine, yes. Not exceeding
5 million.
Yes.
Yes. Then, in the second case,
not less.
We are dealing with 10 million now.
Yes, so it should be not less.
I would like to have the view of the minister because there is a third fine
of 20.
The third fine for me should remain as it is. I think the problem is with the 10 million.
Yes, Mr. Minister.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I totally agree with the first part that it should be not more than, but the second part should be not less than. Not less than. The second one, the third one also not less than.
Okay, not less than. Yes. The second one, in the case of the 10 million, not less than. Then the third one, ditto.
Yes, sir.
Not less than. Okay, honorable members, any? Oh, there's a fourth one. Yes, any person who shall obstruct, any person who shall obstruct another person. Mr. Aji, let us look into the construction of this. To say shall obstruct is bad English. Because there is obstruct there.
Who obstructs?
Who obstructs?
Yes.
So delete shall.
I think we mentioned that in the legislative committee.
Yeah.
Who obstructs?
Mm-hmm. Another person in the performance of their functions under this act commits an offence and shall be liable on conviction to a fine of
3 million.
3 million.
This one has no controversy.
It has no controversy?
No, Mr.
Okay. No controversy. So we agree on what has been suggested and accepted.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that part 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, clauses 26 to 37, stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that part 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, respectively, clauses 26 to 37, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Part 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, clauses 26 and 37, form part of the bill as amended. The House resumes. Mr. Minister, please report on the bill.
Honorable Speaker, members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the National Water Resources Management Agency Act 2017, having gone through the Committee of the Whole House with some amendments, I now move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the National Water Resources Management Agency Act 2017, being an act to provide for the equitable, beneficial, efficient, and sustainable use and management of the country's water resources, to establish a National Water Resources Management Agency, to provide a Water Basin Management Board and Water Catchment Area Management Committees for the management of the water resources and for other related matters, has been read a third time and passed into law.
Mr. Minister, the Honorable Dixon Rogers, in his usual controversial way, seems to be suggesting that there is a partnership between you and the Honorable Swallow. Okay, Mr. Minister, thank you very much. You are released. Been to it. First June?
Yes.
Okay.
For the OLSB.
All right, definitely. Honorable members, I would like to see the following people in my office immediately after adjournment. Honorable Aji, Honorable PL Kadu. Yes, Bintu.
Announcement. Members of the Internal Affairs Committee are hereby informed that the oversight visit within the Western area will commence on Wednesday, 31st May 2017 at 10 a.m. Schedule of the visit has been distributed at the dispatch section for your attention. Signed, Chairman. The Legislative Committee meets after adjournment to scrutinize the Guma Water Company Bill in Committee Room Number 1. Members of the Parliamentary Action Group on the SDGs are invited to the parliamentary briefing, to a parliamentary briefing by the UNDP on the SDGs on Wednesday, 31st May 2017. Venue, Committee Room Number 1. Time, 11 o'clock a.m. prompt. Signed, Honorable Dauda Kalo.
Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, the 1st of June, 2017, at 10 a.m.